it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock on a Patriots Monday. That means we'll put a pin for the moment in the three-point stances because we're going to go to the phone lines, talk to our buddy Marcus Jones, Patriots captain, return man, and a man with a victory under his belt. How we doing this week, Marcus?
Doing good. How are you?
We're good. That was a there was a lot to that game yesterday. Obviously, the end result is you get a victory. But as a guy, you're on defense, you're on special teams, you're kind of slugging it out with the Dolphins. Are you when you're in the midst of it? Are you appreciating how crazy a game is when it's playing out like that?
Man, you know, being in the National Football League, you know, there's highs and lows. You know, they have playmakers and everything like that. And every team that you face, you know, they're going to have playmakers, but. At the end of the day, I'm just proud of the guys. You know, we talked about the situation of not being front runners, which Graves always talks about and everything. And, you know, to come out with a dub, especially with all the situation that was going on that game, man, I'm proud to be a part of this team for sure.
So, Marcus, what would you say was the key to stifling the Dolphins' offense early on? And then what did they do to confuse you guys or with all their speed and motion get back into the game and take a lead?
Yeah, the main thing that we always knew was, you know, we got to know where, you know, their playmakers are, you know, 24/7, you know, trying to make it kind of difficult for Tua and everything. And, you know, they made adjustments down the game and stuff like that, and we did too as well. So that's kind of how the game, you know, went about.
When you look at Tyreek Hill, I remember over the years talking to guys like Devin McCourty, like you can prepare for some of the speed of these guys, and then when you see it on the field, it's just like, wow, it opens your eyes. And there had been talk, at least down in Miami, that maybe he's lost a step. Why wasn't he hitting big plays anymore? What did you see from Tyreek Hill, who obviously hit you guys on a couple plays there?
Yeah, he's a great player, first off. You know, he has speed that you can't really see to the fence. And everything, and you have to know where, you know, he is at all times, and also know where Waddle is as well. So, you know, that's the main thing we try to do is, you know where they are 24/7 and then kind of go from there and just communicate it.
Special teams obviously played a massive factor in yesterday's game as well. Your punter was on his game, averaging 68 yards a punt. Obviously, they returned one to the house, and then you guys answered serve immediately. What was going on with Jeremy Springer and special teams on the sideline with everything getting crazy there, and how happy were you for Gibson to take one back to the house on a kickoff?
Yeah, I was definitely happy for Gibb, man. Coach always talks about it just in general, Braves. Like, he was like, you know, special team has to be a big role for us, and you know, they had a great return, you know, the score, and then last night we responded. And that's how the game is, especially in the National Football League, man. It's always how you're going to respond after adversity.
Patriots defensive back and team captain Marcus Jones here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Speaking of that kickoff return, are you worried about losing your punt return job? Because Coach Vrabel looked like he's got some wheels out there. Is he faster than you?
Nah, I'm not worried about that at all and everything. I'm just glad, you know, he ain't pulling nothing because it looked like he was running pretty hard. But nah, I love the excitement from Braves. You know, he's been in the league before. You know how hard it is to win and everything. So, you know, just seeing him, you know, be that excited and everything like that has us, you know, happy to be a part of it as well.
Marcus, in the second half yesterday, I saw you make a tackle and – you know, you're not the size of Robert Spillane, we'll say, but you absolutely laid the wood on someone. You know, might have been the hardest hit I saw somebody in the secondary lay on someone yesterday. What kind of pride do you take in it being such a hard hitter and a fundamental tackler back there in the secondary?
Yeah, it's very important off the fact of, you know, knowing where your health is and knowing that you can't take shots on the glove and, you know, take shots on, you know, guys just coming down the field. But, at the end of the day, it's like usually with the last line of defense. So it's like whenever you do have a ball carrying coming down the field, you're like, you got to get them down, you know, whatever it takes and kind of go from there. So, you know, I just pride myself on trying to make sure to, you know, take the right angles and then kind of go from there.
Marcus, I don't know if you know this, but you were the only player on defense who played all 57 snaps yesterday in that humidity and heat of Miami. How did that feel? Did that test your conditioning a little bit?
First off, like, I didn't even know that. Like, we don't really know the numbers and everything like that till we go over it. But it was a little bit more humid than Foxborough, I would say, for sure. But it was great just being out there and, you know, being able to, you know, do the 100% snaps. I don't think I've done that in a minute, but at the end of the day, like, it was a little humid and stuff out there, but it was just great to be a part of it for sure.
Miami had some success once they adjusted and started hitting you guys over the middle of the field, especially with running back Devon Achan. Is the middle of the field and tightening that up probably or likely to be a point of emphasis going forward?
I would say people that we, you know, it's a copycat league. So now that we've shown that on film, so now we also have to think about other teams, like, you know, we're going to play in the future and be like, hey, you know, whenever we are running these type of coverages or you see this on film, they're going to try to attack it. So it's just like whenever you put stuff on film, you got to make sure to have a response to it.
One of the things it feels like we talk to players about, especially defensive players, about early every year is tackling. Tackling probably was not at its best yesterday for you guys as a team. Is that early in the season? There hasn't been a lot of live tackling. Is it difficult to improve on tackling as the year goes on? How do you deal with poor tackling and get it cleaned up?
Yeah, the main thing that I would think to, you know, help out with the situation of tackling is just practice. You know, we just got to work on it more at practice and everything and just get a little bit more attention to detail, you know, facing the back hip and knowing, you know, a lot of guys that like to cut back and things of that nature. So that's the main thing I would say is, you know, just hopping on it at practice. We do, but we just got to do a little bit more emphasis and just kind of go from there.
Okay, how much of the plane ride and return home was celebration for getting Coach Vrabel's first win, for getting the team's first win of the season? And then at what point was it like, okay, hey, we got one. Now let's turn our attention to next week.
Yeah, whenever we were in the locker room, man, I was just excited for the fact of, you know, Vrabel getting his first win. Yeah, that was great to be a part of. And then also, you know, just celebrating with the guys in the locker room. You know, like I said before, it's hard to win in this league, but whenever we pretty much got on the plane, it's like, all right, now we got to get back, do what we need to do, and get ready for next week.
Speaking of next week, before we let you go, we got to talk about the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers. I know you've prepared for him before. I actually saw a comment Tom Brady said at his best, Aaron Rodgers might be the best thrower of the football ever. How does Aaron Rodgers test you as a defensive back?
Yeah, he's a veteran. You know, it ain't really much that he hasn't seen, I would say. As a quarterback, and he definitely knows a lot of defenses. He knows certain people's style, things like that. You could definitely tell that he watches a lot.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of film when it comes down to defenses, and you know, there's not a throw that he cannot make as a quarterback, I can honestly say. So that's the main, you know, challenges.
All right, Marcus, enjoy the victory. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you so much.
That was Patriots defensive back punt returner Marcus Jones.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.